flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show. Ike, Spike, Fritz, NFC Championship Week. You can hear the game on WIP, the Odyssey app. Oh, by the way, we will be at... on Friday.
McGurk's in Royersford.
McGurk's in the new McGurk's, right?
Yes.
In Royersford. So that'll be fun. Get riled up on a Friday. A
little pep rally.
Yeah.
Maybe a little Josh Harris surprise.
Maybe. I've been told maybe. Maybe.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Yeah. Maybe.
That's a great cut right there.
So Jalen Hurts is going to speak soon. And when he does, we will bring it to you live. It'll be the first time since the game day that we've heard Jalen talk about the knee. Now, I don't expect him to give any sort of grand proclamation about how the knee is, but we do want to hear what he has to say. So as soon as Jalen starts speaking, we will bring that audio to you.
Are they at the stadium?
They practiced at the stadium, but then I assume, I don't know if they're doing the podium.
They did go practice at the stadium.
They practiced at the stadium, yeah. Elliot said on Go Birds Daily today, there's still too much snow at the practice facility, so they're practicing at the
stadium. Well, why don't they just sell more of it?
So, yeah, they just got to sell more snow.
Apparently it's already sold out.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah, he knew that.
Yeah, come on, only 100?
Yeah, that was gone within the first 5 minutes.
Yes, I should have bought it and put it in your guys' drink and not told you.
God, I'm glad you didn't do that. I'm glad you didn't do that.
Well, we've been keeping track, speaking of Elliot, of all of the Eagles insiders to determine at the end of the year who is the greatest one this year. We'll award it after the Super Bowl, but we do give the power rankings every week, and we will do that now.
Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings.
Getting down to business here. I mean, these are the tough times. And if the Eagles lose this week or something, there could be news coming out. But the opportunities to really separate yourself, there's not a lot of opportunity right now. So last week's power rankings, number 5, Zach Berman. Number 4, re-entry, D-Gun. Big Dom at number 3, where he didn't want to be, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Not interested, no.
Elliot Shore Parks dropped from number 1 to number 2, and at number 1 was Tim McManus. We have two new entries in the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings. One person who has never been in the Eagles Insider of the Year Power Rankings before. Mm. Here we go. And that comes in at number 5, Jason Dumas of 6ABC.
Yes. Dumas.
Yes. Welcome back.
A Philly native who is working the Bay Area. Worked for our radio station, The Game, 95.7 The Game, a little bit in the Bay Area, but now at Channel 6. He said Jalen Hurts and Quinyon Mitchell both going to play on Sunday.
And even threw a nice sources said to start the tweet. He wants official records of this.
Well, and Jalen, I'm not surprised because I figured Jalen would play even if his... I think Jalen's going out there.
Even if his leg was hanging off.
Yes, he's going to play. And that one of the things we like about him is that I could not see a situation unless it was a catastrophic injury that Jalen Hurts doesn't go out there. Quinyon, though, that is good because I was not so sure about Quinyon Mitchell. Anytime a player goes out holding his arm, walking off the field, and they do out will not return always makes me nervous. Wasn't questionable to return. Out will not return. We haven't heard a report on what that injury is, but Jason Dumas saying Jalen and Quinyon both going to play on Sunday, so he enters the Eagles Inside of the Year Power Rankings at 5.
We also haven't gotten exactly what Jalen's injury is.
We don't.
Like, I'm surprised it hasn't been leaked. I know it's a knee, but it's not like what it is.
Well, I feel like a little bit of gamesmanship going on for the Eagles as they turn today's practice into officially into a walkthrough. Mm-hmm. So we won't even see, I don't think, what their actual status is. It will be what their status would have been had they practiced. Mm. So Jason Dumas at number five. Holding steady at number four with only one report in weeks, but we give credit to his history. D. Gunn sticks at number four.
And okay. I feel like it's a bit of a projection for D. Gunn. Like, I'm banking on him having a big couple of weeks.
Yes, I think so as well. If there's a big story, I would put, like, I don't know, but you, I would put D. Gunn with anyone as far as the local guys at getting that big story.
Oh, man, I used to.
Wow.
Ooh, boy. Hey, D. Gunn knows I love him.
Yeah.
That's me kidding.
Oh, I was
kidding with
say.
D. Gunn, yes.
Aaron from Mount Airy.
I will get a text that's like, what? What'd you say?
And Aaron from Mount Airy is going to tell you about certain delegation responsibilities.
Oh, man, I can't everything.
Well, dropping one spot. Mm. He was at number one 2 weeks ago, dropped to number two, now dropping to number three. Elliot Shore Parks.
Good. Should be lower.
Should be lower?
He didn't do anything.
He asked a bunch of good questions after the game on Sunday.
All right, we give him credit for that.
Yes.
He's literally using his insider status.
Moving from number three, or moving from out of the power, he hasn't been in these power rankings for weeks now, jumping up from out of the rankings to number two, considering what he's done this year and the scoop he had this week. Eagles edge rusher Brandon Graham.
Now, it was not an explosive scoop.
But it was a scoop.
Yeah.
That the Rams were calling out the snap at the tush push, and that's what caused Lane Johnson to false start. That's still insider news.
Isn't that supposed to be illegal?
It is illegal.
Right?
So what Brandon said was, we asked him, he's like, isn't that illegal? He goes, yep, but it happens.
Right.
So it must be very tough for the refs to hear that, especially in a situation like that with the crowd being as loud as it might be.
Right.
And who knows whose voice it even is when they hear it.
Those linemen are just down. They you know, the heads are down. They just going off sound.
Yep. And I think BG has said he's done it before. So,
okay.
Yeah. So number, speaking of BG, he is number two. And sticking at number one, the guy who I think it's tough to say that he hasn't been the most consistent all year, he has, is Tim McManus. Tim McManus. Still at number one.
Yeah, Tim McManus, man. Yeah, normally gets the stories.
Yep.
Everything. You know who's really been slacking this year?
Ooh,
since
who?
Earlier. Well, the news reporter.
Oh, John Clark. Oh, no, the newspaper reporter.
Yeah.
We haven't heard a thing from
That's
him
what
in
I'm
forever.
Saying. Like, yeah, he's been slacking, man.
Things are going too well.
Yeah.
That's the issue. If they're trying to tell you guys that all
year. If the Eagles get clobbered on Sunday, we'll see a report from
the
newspaper.
The
oh, yeah.
He probably got three stories already written of information he has.
I'll never forget when I was the porter of WIP, the web guy. I would get up really early because I got to work early, and I woke up to the Joe Banner leaving the Eagles story because it was a newspaper reporter who had it. I think it broke at like 3 a.m. or something, broke in the middle of the night. But I remember that. But he hasn't had anything like that in weeks.
And we got Rube asking about when does Nick Sirianni celebrate when Saquon goes for a touchdown.
You're too hard on Rube.
Yeah, what's the question?
Leave Rube alone, man.
Do you want to hear it?
Do you have it?
Well, give me 1 second.
Okay.
I've been waiting to cue this one.
Okay. So this is in the Nick Sirianni press conference yesterday?
No, it's the Nick Sirianni press conference today.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to hear this?
Yeah.
You be the judge of it, all right? You judge press conferences like I do.
Nick, what's the moment like when you can see that Saquon's about to spring one? Like he's just kind of getting into the clear for you, for the sideline. What's that instant like?
Probably the same as it is for you and the fans and everybody.
It's a long cut. It's a long cut.
Well, I was about to say.
Well, you know this was a long answer.
Well,
yes.
I was going to say.
Minute and 41 after that, by the way.
The first 5 seconds were exactly, it's probably the same for everybody.
That's all he needed right there.
Yeah. Awesome.
That should have been the end of it.
Yeah, well, he's trying to, he knows Rube's writing a story on it. And he's giving Rube a good quote.
That's why they love him.
Yeah.
That's why the writers love Nick.
He's going to get that award next time. The Ike Reese Memorial.
The Ike Reese Award.
The Ike Reese Memorial Best Player to Talk to the Media Award.
I think I found the name. It was the Byron Wizard.
Byron Wizard?
Yeah.
Is that a person?
Was he the Ike Reese of the 70s?
I think he was a writer, man. Don't ask me, man.
Okay.
Yes.
Was he a wizard?
Wizard, W-H-I-Z-Z.
Oh, come on. At that point, just make it Wizard.
Yeah, it sounds like Wizard.
Yeah. It sounds like Blizzard.
Blizzard. You guys take nothing serious, man.
Nope. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. You got that right. I do not at all. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Does it bother you that Josh Harris owns the Commander? 66.2% say yes. 33.8% say no. Back to you and your calls right after Ike tells you about Elite Acura.
That was close. Yep. Experience luxury reimagined with the all-new Acura ADX at Elite Acura. Now, this just isn't any old SUV. It's a bold step into the future of premium performance. The ADX combines striking design with cutting-edge technology, features a responsive dual-motor all-wheel drive system, and the most advanced Acura Watch safety features ever developed, and a digital cockpit that puts everything at your fingertips. Visit Elite Acura this February to be among the very first to test drive the revolutionary ADX. With exceptional inventory available, you can choose the perfect ADX to match your style. And as of right now, you can get 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on the all-new 2024 Acura ZDX. The future of luxury performance is here, and it's only at Elite Acura. Make sure you visit them today over on Route 73 North in Maple Shade, or schedule your VIP test drive with EliteAcura.com. And as I always tell you, no one can compete with Elite. Tell them Mike sent you. Limited time offer. See dealer for details, vehicle features, and availability. Happy birthday, Taylor. Features are available. And they may vary. Thank you.
You got to see Jack's face light up.
Immediately.
It's when you flub or when I say something that is like self-centered, Jack's eyes get big and bright. Bro, I made this show. 215-592-9494.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Chuck in Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
See, Ike, ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun, huh? Got that Eagles chin, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah, the Eagles chin. That's true.
Spike next. Spike is next.
Oh, I'm. Spike, trust me. I'm going to be concentrating in a way that I've never concentrated before with that Eagles chant. I'm not going to get caught on that.
It sneaks up on you, right? That's Spike. That's what I'm telling you. It sneaks up on you. You never ever know when it's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just sneaks up on you, man. You know what I mean? I was actually drinking that day, so, you know, I got a little bit of excuse, but...
You, Ike, and Sherelle Parker are the first three faces on the screwing up the Eagles chant Mount Rushmore. Trent Cole, maybe.
No, Trent Cole is there, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, see, Ike is a former player. Sherelle Parker is the mayor of the Philadelphia.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
And you should be honored.
I'm good. You know what I mean? I'm actually the lesser of the two. You hear me? So I'm actually in a good place. But, hey, Spike, I heard you want me to do something, man.
Well, here's my thing, Chuck, is, you know me, and I'm not an apology guy. I don't care about any of that. But you sort of announced your departure from the afternoon show, and you've been calling recently. And I guess my position has been, you know, Jack always puts you always up at the top. I'm just like... Chuck is free to call the show, but if Chuck wants a prime position, Chuck has to be an afternoon show foxhole guy. Mm-hmm. And you are an OG, not OG Wade, but OG afternoon show caller, one of the great callers of our show. And I would love to have you in that position, but currently you identify specifically what, with the midday show or the morning show?
I don't even know.
So
you said you were going to take all the listeners to the midday show at one point.
Yeah. So I just want you to say you're an afternoon show caller and be primarily with us. That's all. And I want you to announce that.
All right, so listen, to me, Ike, and this is the delegation. They're very pissed at you, too. Right? So
when are they not?
Yes.
You know what I mean? They want to know what you was actually eating for Thanksgiving. Did you have some mashed potatoes?
some ham.
Dry turkey.
You know what
I mean?
There was no seasoning whatsoever at Ike's Thanksgiving. I can report that.
Seasoning at all. You know, they want to know, Ike, you know. But no, listen, here's the thing, right? Put it on my credit, this Spike. You know what I mean? This is the playoffs. We in an NFC final.
This is a summer thing, yeah.
Good, man. You know what I mean? Put it on my tab, man.
Put it on my tab.
I like that mentality.
So you're saying no, you will not commit?
Well, he's going to eventually get there.
He's saying he's going to get paid.
Okay. It's an IOU.
Well,
come on, man. My credit is $700 with this show, man. Come on, put it on my credit. Come on, Spike, please. You know what I mean?
I'm just, I think this is a world of, in relationships, we compromise, Chuck. So just know that I am waiting for your compromise on
this.
He's
not going to let it go.
I will. I don't let things go.
I know you won't. I'm just saying, put it on my credit. That's all. You know what I mean? Put it on my credit. We got all season, Spike. We're in the middle of the NFC Championship game right now. Hey, listen, I got a question about these blue chews, right? Now, I need to know. Now, I went to see my man Ramin, brother of my Ramin, down at Sunoco on 72nd and Ogot, right? And I hollered at him. I said, listen, I need something to have me hanging off the ceiling like Donkey Kong, right? This night, you know, with my lady. And he said, you know what? I got something for you, Chuck. I got the perfect thing for you. And he gave me this big old pill, and they got a rhino on it. And I thought I was going to be doing something, man. I did nothing that night but had a headache. You know what I mean? I took all types of Motrin and everything. I thought I was going to die. I never ever experienced none in my life. So I just want to know, do that blue chew get you that type of feeling?
It does not.
Made in the USA.
Yeah, so, Chuck, here's the thing. It is a medication, not. So mm-hmm. So there are, everything's different for everyone. But what I would tell you is the best thing to do is just go to the website, give it a try. But for you know, there are, what I would say is there are a lot of people enjoying it. So it's worth a try. That's what I would say. I can't guarantee what might happen to you, but I think you'll be good.
Yeah, I just want to make sure, because I went into it. I said, brother Ramin, never give me nothing like that again. He started laughing. I said, ain't nothing funny about that, man. I thought I was going to die that night.
No.
That thing hit me down, man, just to try to prove a point. I said, never again. But listen, let me answer your question, right? Am I mad that Joshua Harris owns the Washington Commanders?
Yes.
Absolutely not. This is America, okay?
Okay.
If the man wants to advance his pockets, I have no problem with that at all, whatsoever. My problem with Joshua Harris is he thinks he's going to come in here this Sunday and hoist that trophy, and that's not happening on the field here. You understand what I'm saying? So here's another problem I have with Joshua Harris. He should have fired that moron, Daryl Morey.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Yeah, that guy is a con artist.
Yep.
I mean, he should have fired him. Mm-hmm. See, one thing about Joshua Harris, he spent money. He don't know a damn thing about basketball, but he spent money on making his team better. And I can't blame him. It's just that this dummy that's running the office allocated the money in all the wrong places. Gave it to a guy with a bad knee, 7'2", never won nothing. He's a loser. Then gave it to Paul George, who was just in it for the money. Mm-hmm. He was coming over here to get his last contract. Everybody knew he was going to stink. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he allocated all the money and the resources in all the wrong places. And that's why I'm mad at Josh West, because he should have got rid of Daryl Morey when he had a chance. This guy is conning him, and he's throwing wool over his eyes. And I'm telling you, this guy is the worst thing to happen to the 76ers. And Joel Embiid is a bad cloud over the 76ers. Mm-hmm. And things that Tyrese Maxey said today about him, it was about Joel Embiid. It wasn't about nobody else. And it's all coming to a head right now. It's frustration right now down there in that locker room, Spike.
I didn't hold on, Chuck. Just
guy leaves.
I'm not trying to. I didn't hear what Tyrese Maxey said today. What did he say? No, I did not.
You didn't hear it.
No. Honestly, Chuck, just for what it's worth, we're paying attention to the Eagles. Like I actually did not hear. What did he say?
Well, go get Jack to pull it up. He basically when guys are in and out of the lineup. You know what I mean? With some yelling and screaming coming out of the Sixers locker room after they got.
Yes, I saw that.
Yesterday. And he was basically saying, you know, during his press conference, the guy's in and out of the lineup. You know what I mean? Always injured, always hurt, coming in and out. Now, you can't depend on him. You know what I mean? And he was directly saying that to one guy.
Just so you know, Chuck, I mean, I'm sure it's obviously partially Joel, but Caleb Martin's been in and out of the lineup. Paul George has been in and out of the lineup. Andre Drummond has been in and out of the lineup.
NFC Championship game.
You know, well, he brought it up. It's you're the one to put him at the top of the thing.
I don't want to talk about them because I don't even know what the Sixers are.
Well, it's too late.
Yeah, who cares? They got smoked by Denver last night. Nick Nurse ranted after the game. We get it.
All right.
Yeah, just listen to it. But the NFC Championship game this week, right? I need to put a spy on this dude, Jaden Daniels. On down, listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
On down, like fourth down and third downs, you know, so this guy won't smoke us. You hear me? And I need to play a little bit more man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know you want to be in zone so you can see.
Yeah, so I can watch him. Yeah.
Yeah, but hear me out, though, right? You play a little bit more, just throw something different at him.
Yeah.
Athletic spy on him. I don't, their receivers don't scare me. Crush these receivers, play a little man, put a majority in the zone, but this guy rips apart zones because he can throw the ball too.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to play man a little bit on these receivers to throw him off his spot and mush rush, keep him in the pocket and put a spy on his ass, come third downs and fourth downs, and that's how you're going to stop this guy, I'm telling you. Because he's running rampant on that those zones, man. Those guys sitting in that zone, and he's picking them apart because he can pass too. He's a lot different than the prototypical guy that can just run the football. He can pass very well too.
Yeah, no, I agree.
We got our hands full.
Yeah, it's a –
Demolition Green is going to come through, man. That's the name of this defense. All right, I need y'all to get behind it. This defense is called Demolition Green.
Demolition Green.
Nicknames.
Okay. And don't do it for you, Chuck. Do it for Chuck and Mount Airy, too.
No, Jack, you're going to say my slogan. Say it right, all right? Don't just do it for you. Do it for Chuck from Mount Airy, too. Now, I haven't seen that in a while, but what I'm saying, listen, I need you guys to get behind his name, Demolition Green. You got behind the Duke. Get behind them.
Well, who got behind the
no
Duke.
No one got behind the Duke.
Yeah, you got behind that moron Wade from Chester who said the Duke. You guys got behind that. You started to say it. You know what I mean? Yeah, you can say Demolition Green. Get behind that name.
All
That's
right.
a hell of a name for a defense, man.
I hate Nick.
Demolition Green.
All right.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I'm ready, man. Sunday, this guy's going to look like a rookie, okay? And it's time for us. You know, it ain't time for them. You know, you remember your team back in
2004? Yeah, they got another year to wait.
I told my homie, I said, listen, man. I said, give it to the Commanders the next 4 or 5 years. They're going to build a team around that kid, and they're going to be good. Just give me my championship this year. I'll wait for the next one. That'd be 8 years?
Yep.
I'll take it.
All right, Chuck, it's Guy Fieri's birthday. Give us your favorite trash TV show.
Oh, man, listen. When I was young, right, in the 90s,
yes.
Came on HBO called Real Sex.
They oh, dude.
Named Menage a Trois and all the brothers from the delegation here in Philly know who I'm talking about. She had a tongue so long, boy.
All right.
Enough from Chuck. But Real Sex, I do remember.
I do remember Real Sex, too.
My goodness.
Yes.
What have we done to the...
This is Blue Chew.
Yeah.
The Blue Chew just opened up the floodgates.
Yes.
Some guys just basically gave them the okay. We gave them the green light.
Chuck, the thing... Chuck's letting his pride get in the way of saying he's an afternoon show caller.
Oh, but he is an afternoon show caller.
Well, we know he's an afternoon show caller.
But he's got it... But
no,
he's calling
right,
the morning show.
No, you're right.
I'm putting my pride away. Yep. Like we all, you know, I'm not saying you got to tell me blah 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 blah. Just say you're with us.
Here's the pride thing. He likes the carte blanche he receives from every show.
Yeah, but
so if he was to claim he's the afternoon show, then he feels the other two shows may not put him up as fast or what have you.
Well,
I'm reading Chuck.
Well,
but here's the problem, Chuck. There's only one show.
It's our show.
Yeah.
With us or against us. With us or against us. And as of now, I hate to say it, Chuck's against us.
Against us.
Jack, what's coming up at the top 5 of 5?
Funniest things I've heard in the last couple of days.
Oh, I love these.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Jack just putting together a list of stuff he can't find other top 5 of 5s for.
Well, no, I can't. Because number one is it's so egregious. And he needs to get absolutely destroyed.
Oh, wow.
He's a WIP member.
Okay.
We have to play this audio. I didn't know how else to shoehorn it in there.
Okay, all right.
Because it was a disgraceful act.
Wow. That's coming up next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.